USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marissa reporting. President Vladimir Zelensky triumphantly walked the streets of the newly liberated city of Kherson on Monday, hailing Russia's withdrawal as the beginning of the end of the war, but also acknowledging the heavy price Ukrainian troops are paying in their grinding effort to push back the invaders. The retaking of Kherson was one of Ukraine's biggest successes in the nearly nine-month-old war, dealing another stinging blow to the Kremlin. It could serve as a springboard for more advances into occupied territory. President Joe Biden called it a significant victory for Ukraine. A massive strike is unfolding on the 10 campuses of the University of California. The union representing 48,000 teaching assistants, researchers, postdoctoral scholars, tutors, and graders says the vast majority of them walked off the job Monday morning and joined the picket line. Strikers say they are being underpaid by tens of thousands of dollars and that meeting their demands would be a small fraction of the university system's annual budget. Aya Konishi is a teaching assistant at UCLA.
It's really powerful because it's not only a new experience for us to see this broad strike all across the UC system, it's also educating our undergraduate students about, you know, our working conditions and, you know, what we can achieve through collective power.
We now know what Amazon's Jeff Bezos plans on doing with his fortune.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos says he plans to give away most of his $124 billion fortune throughout his lifetime. Bezos has been criticized for not signing the Giving Pledge, which was created by Warren Buffett and Bill Gates to encourage the richest people to give most of their wealth to charity. Amazon's executive chairman told CNN the hard part is figuring out how to give away his money in a, quote, levered way, unquote. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Six airlines, Frontier being the only American-based company, have been ordered to pay as much as $622 million in refunds to U.S. passengers who had flights canceled and in some cases delayed for many hours. But other domestic carriers get significant complaints while steering passengers away from refunds, says Bill McGee, airline expert for American Economic Liberties Project. And considering how bad air travel could be this summer, McGee thinks flyers are due as much as $10 billion in refunds.
There were tens of thousands of flights that were scheduled and were put in reservation systems. And worst of all, the airlines collected money on, which is a form of deception, when they had reasonable doubt that they were going to be able to operate those flights. They put flights in reservation systems when they didn't have the pilots to fly them.
Doctors in New Mexico are sounding the alarm on kids facing a possible so-called triple-demic across the country. That's the threat of flu season together with RSV and COVID-19 cases. Doctors warn kids will be together in indoor spaces like school more often than not, as temperatures are getting colder, and that could spark a surge of respiratory viruses. Dr. John Peterson is a pediatric specialist in Albuquerque and has some advice for parents.
If your child is sick, keeping them home from school if they are able to. If you are having to go out into a public space, wearing a mask is an extremely smart thing to do.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.